on the Mishnah on Peches Amid Beis. The Mishnah. Homer Avdo, someone who requests from his slave, say Ushchot Alay at a Pesach. Tells him to go and check for me the Pesach. Shachat Gidi. Now, he didn't specify what kind of Pesach he wanted, what kind of animal. So if the slave want and he checked it, a Gidi for him, Yochal, he could eat it. Shachat Tler. Yochal, even though he might be accustomed to the other one, that's going to be the Chiddush. He checked him, even though he normally eats a Tler every year, if he checked him every day, since he was not specific, he was somech on what the Eved wanted. Therefore, if he checked him, Yochal. Check it Tler, Yochal. Now, here's where the problems start. Shachat Kediva Tler. He checked it too. He didn't know what his master wanted, so he decided, listen, I'll check two of them, and whichever one my master wants, he could eat. Again, we're getting into the problem of Breira. You have to know which animal you're being shayi, or you're counted under at the time of the Shechita. Ketat. Yes, sir. What should he do? Sorry. He eats from the first one. And the Gemara is going to talk quite a bit on this. It's going to be the main subject. Shechach ma omer lo rabo. If he forgot what his master said, if his master said a tleh or a gedi, ketad yaseh, what should he do? Yishchat tleh u gedi. He should check both them. The old man, he should stipulate. Im gedi omer li rebi, if he wanted the gedi, gedi shalo tleh shali, then the gedi will be his and the tleh will be mine. Im tleh omer li rebi, if he wanted a tleh, tleh is what, a sheep? Lamb? Lamb. Omer li rebi, hatleh shalo v'gedi shali. Oh, so if the Rebbe forgets, he could work it out like that. Now, what happens if Shechach Rabo Momelo? If the master forgot what he said. Shneim Yatsu LeBeit HaSreifa. Both of them will go to the Beit HaSreifa, but Upetor Melasot Pesach Sheni. He does not have to bring up another Korban Pesach on the Pesach Sheni. Rashi. And the Gemara is going to explain everything in this Mishnah. Let's see Rashi. The first case was, he told the Eved to either Shechtim a Tleh or a Gidei. Rashi says, Shachat Gidei Yochal Rabo Mimeno, V'yafa Gav Devagil B'Tleh. Even if he's Vagil in the other kind of animal, but since he told, he was unspecific with his Eved, the Kava de Lo Parishle, Alei Samech, he was trusting whatever the Eved brought, that would be fine for him. Yochomina Rishon, what happens if the Eved checked it both the Tleh and the Gedi? The master Yochomina Rishon, the Sheni Yisrach, and the second one gets first. We'll explain and qualify exactly what that means. Shachach, Mao Melo Rabo, he forgot if his Rebbe wanted it was specific with the Tleh or Gedi, he knew it was one of them, so what should he do? Shachach, Mao Melo Rabo, Shapirish Lo Gedi or Tleh, the Zeshachach, he was specific what he wanted, he forgot. So therefore, he does the eighth thing, he stipulates when he does it. And in the case when the Vav, the master, forgot what he asked, Shneim Yatsu Lebeit HaSreifa, Delo Yada Haida, Tahai V'Haida, he doesn't know which one is the right one. Vein Pesach Nachal El Minoy. He doesn't know which he was counted under, what he specified. Therefore, he can't from either. He can't eat from either of them. Upatorim mepesach sheni. The shechita v'zrika me'elisa. It was a good shechita and it was a good zrika. Therefore, he was yotzi the korban. He didn't eat a korban, but he's potter from a pesach sheni. This was yotzi. Chadim lehai v'chadim lehai. V'kami shemei galia. Before Shemaya, before Hakadosh Baruch Hu is galia. It was revealed, even though he forgot. And therefore he can't eat from one of them, but Hashem knows which one it was, and therefore he was Yotzi, at least the Korban aspect of it. So the Gemara first takes on the first part, that the Eved, he told the Eved to check, and the Eved checked it as Gedi or Tleh. Pshita, of course. Shachad Gedi, Yochal, of course he eats. Afogav Devagil B'Tleh. Even though he normally every year is a Tleh, since he was unspecific with the Eved, and the Eved checked Megiddi, he's Yotzi. Shachat Tleh, Yochol, Afogav Devagel Begiddi. Same thing. The next part of the Mishnah, where the Eved was Shachat Agedi Tleh. He checked it both of them. He did not know which one the Rav had. Now, this sounds like it's a problem that we've been having all across this parak. What happened? The Eved didn't know what the Rav wanted. He checked it too, whichever one the Rav wants. Now, when it's presented before the Rav says, I want this one. Meaning, retroactively, when you checked it, this is the one that I wanted at the time of Shechita. That's clearly, again, the problem of Breira. Yesh Breira. So Shachar Kidiyo Tele Yochom in Arishon. Oh, eats from the first one. Automatically eats from the first one. For Hatanya, we have a problem of Raisa. Ein Nimni Malshnei Psochim. Meaning if he's choosing on the first one, we have a problem that he didn't know until the time, and that's called Ein Nimni Malshnei Psochim. Keachad. See Rashi on this. Fetanya Ein Nimni Malshnei Psochim Keachad. Ve'yakob B'shat Zechila. You told at the time there could have been two, and now at the time of the Achille, he's going to eat from one of them. Echad miyam, shiyitza, the ain braver. We hold that, that we're going to be machmir at least on ain braver. Vechi boy lemachal the dilma b'shas shchita lo havi daitileya. At the time of the shchita, maybe his mind wasn't on it. Hilchak lo yachal lo shehamana v'zeh shemana rabo al shnei psachim rabo sumachaleim heich yachal min arishon. How could he eat from the first one? You cannot make a choice right now. So the Gemara is masking. Matnitin b'melech u'malka. The Mishnah is talking about a melech u'malka. Meaning again, what happened? The slave didn't know what his master wanted, so he decided, I'll check both of them. The Mishnah says he gets from the first one. This is going on a melech u'malka. Just, we'll see Tosfos because it's the easiest way. It's also Shita Zvachi. The small little Tosfos on melech u'malka. Why did they get it? Sheish lehem uvov madanim. They have so much good food that they have for lokapti. It doesn't matter, they're not particular at the time. So therefore they get the first one. Masha'enkin, normal person, he's particular what he eats, and therefore he might have had his mindset on lamb chops, or whatever, on lamb. Or he might as well have a mindset on goat. Therefore we can't give him automatically, but a king and a queen, whatever, the servants bring them, they have all these good foods all the time. They're not particular. Matnitin v'melech u'malka. V'hatanya, and we have a braisa that explains this. Ein nimnin al shnei psachim ke'echad. You cannot count them on two psachim ke'echad. Meaning you can't check two and then let it be decided on one. U'maisa v'melech u'malka. And there's a mais in Klal Yisrael with a melech and a malka. Shamu l'avdeyem. They said to their servants, so shaktu alein with a Pesach. Go and check this the Pesach. Fiyatsu b'shaktu alein shnei psachim. They didn't know what exactly he wanted, so they checked the two for them. Bo shalor the melech. They went and they asked the melech. Now this is such a typical Gemara. Nothing changes in Klal Yisrael or anywhere. They asked the melech. Omelahem lachu shalor the malka. They asked him, what should we do? And they go ask the queen. Right? Ask her what to do. Bo Shalom in a Malka, they asked the Malka, what should they do? Amulahem, she said to him, Lachu Shalom Reven Gamaliel. Go and arrest Reven Gamaliel. I don't know what to do of also yet. Bo Shalom Reven Gamaliel, and what did he say? Omulahem, Malka Umelech Daitem Kaila. They are easy going, they're not particular on what they eat. This is how Rashi is going to learn it. Yochom in a Rishon. They eat from the Rishon. Whichever was checked at first is theirs. Aman, but the average person, and this is the psychology of people, especially men, with food. Aman, lo nachal. We're not Yotzi with either of them. Because since we have our particulars, what we want to eat, lo min arishon v'lo min asheni. We're not allowed to eat either of them. Let's see Rashi up until now. We'll discuss this a little bit. Rashi, v'melech u'malka, shetorim avdehem. They are completely relying on their servants. They're not makpid on their sudan, as the Tosfot says, because they have all the good food all the time. They're not makpid. Im gedim, im talim. Hilchach ein kan din breva. There's no din breva with them. Because titarvayo nikolai, they're both fine. Whatever they bring to us, we'll eat because they're not particular in their food. Lefichach yocham in a rishon, they can eat from the first one. The cave on the lake of Kapeda, since they're easy going, there's no, they're not makpid on what they eat. Yotzibirishon yitechov also. The first one was the one for them. Bikadid nishchat. Hakos Yinun Vetanya En Nimlin Al Shnei Psachim Keachar Umais Vemelech Umalcha. That's the Gersum we have. Shnei Psachim Gediot Tule Lachushol Et Malcha. He says, go ask the Malcha. Why? Bekia. She's more firm than me. She's more Bekia. Tachach Maita. She's more firm. It's the situation. Shadaitan Kala. Tadaitan is Kala. Kidiyaman She'en Makpirim Im Gedi Im Tule. They're not particular. That's what Daitan Kala means according to Rashi. And therefore, they're not matbid and gediyah tleh. But anan az, lo necha, we can't eat. Imayachad mimena nishchatu alav gediyah tleh. If one for us was shechted, a gediyah tleh, lo yochel, you can't eat. Lo min arishon, lo min asheni, dekiv and dekapid, since we're particular, lo yadeh b'hai nichle. We didn't know which one was nichah to him. It could have said he did, he said, I shechted a gedi and a tleh. Oh, yeah, I really like lamb. Oh, the gedi was first. Forget it. The people are particular. Therefore, there will be an adin and breva. But a melech umalka, according to this, they get all the food in the world. They're not particular. Automatically, the first one that was done, the yotzi under. Now, according to Rashi and Tosfot, it should be who I did, not a melech umalka. It should be lav davka. It should be anyone who's very rich. It happens to be melech umalka, the ones who are very rich and they have all these servants doing their will and they're not particular. But it should really be everyone. Truth is, the Rambam does not learn this Gemara at all like this. He learns it a little bit differently. He says, what does it mean that the daitan kala, according to Rashi, it means they're not particular. According to the Rambam, he says that in Korban Pesach, he says they eat from the first one because of Shalom Malchut. This is also the Meiri, the Rav, they eat of Shalom Malchut. What does it mean, Shalom Malchut? The Kesef Mishnah explains, very interesting. Because kings and queens expect their will to be done. Shalom Malchut, the Daitan Kala, if all of a sudden we hold Ein Breva on a king and a queen, and the servant came and said, you know, I shechted the tleh and the gedi, and therefore you can't eat either. You know what's going to happen to this guy's head? It's off over here. They're going to kill him over here. Because of the shalom of the malchut, for the protection of the eved over here, we say that to the king and the queen, the kai, the dait and kalam, give him the first. They have the ability to kill the person. Or even worse. Kesef Mishnah says something very interesting. You know, there's always an antagonism between the kings, the Malchut, and the Chachamim, right? There's a big machloket. Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. If we say Yesh Breira, which we say for the average person, you can't decide now which one was, therefore you don't get anything. You know what the king and the queen might say? Ha! Oh, these Chachamim, they passed against us just to cause problems over here. They're saying Yesh Breira. They could have said Ein Breira over here. Kill the Chachamim! And it's not so far. It's happened. Right? They just say, you know, wrong psak, and they did it. Because it's so fickle over here, they say, Shalom Malchus over here, for the Shalom over here, we let them have it. And therefore they have it. We're afraid for people's problems. Now this Shitas Rambam is a very big problem. I'll tell you what the problem is. The answers are all over the place. The Tosfot Yom Tov and others address the problem. According to this, what's the situation? We're saying that because of the Malchus, we could be easy on them and say that the Chachamim come and say, Ein Breira, meaning, Midoraisa over here, Yesh Breira. Has to be that Midoraisa is Yesh Breira, that really it should be that everybody's Yotzi. The Chachamim came and were machmir, and said, Ein Breira, and therefore for the Shalom of the Malchus, we could be easy with them, and take off, it must be Midrabon and Ein Breira. They all jump over here, but according to this, the Rambam is paskening, Yesh Breira Midraisa. Again, here why? Because if the Chachamim are understanding the situation is so volatile, it's so difficult, there might be murder over here, they uplift the prohibition, and we say they can choose whichever one, the first one is theirs. That means the Chachamim are saying over here, Ein Breira. And they're uplifting it, saying Yesh Breira. That means it must be that Minatora, there's Yesh Breira. All these cases, really, you can choose retroactively. The Chachamim were mocking and said Ein Breira, and over here, because of serious stuff over here, they say they uplift it and they bring Yeshfera. This is what they want to learn in Shitzes Rambam. Everybody attacks this. There's no such thing. No one holds this idea of Yeshfera Midoraisa, and it's a lot of Tirutzim on it. One could be Yarg Velo Yafor. There was many different Tirutzim going on over here, but this issue of the Rambam starts a lot of things. All these sugis over here, the sugis Yeshfera and Embray. We're going to have another one on Peitas. Shuv, back into the Gemara, five lines from the big lines, first line of the word. Veshuv pam, another time, pam echad. Nimtza ha'leta, they found a lizard in the kitchen. Now they were very machbid on Tumah and Tahara in those days. You find that's one of the Shmonish Shvatzim, a dead lizard. You're having problems. Everything is tummy in the whole kitchen of the Malchus. So Bo'o Sholo, let's see what happened. Shuv nitsa halata bepeda betzvakim v'pachshu l'tami kol asura. They're going to metami the whole sura and they're going to ruin the sura. They have trouble over here, kulo. So bol sholo the melech. They went and they asked the melech. Omer lahem lachu sholo the malka. Again, you ask the malka. She's more fluent than me. She understands even better. Bol sholo the malka. They asked her. Omer lahem lachu sholo Rebbe Gimeliel. Go and ask Rebbe Gimeliel. Bol sholo to. They asked him. Omer lahen, and this is the classic, when someone ever comes to anyone and they ask a question in Hilchos Kashrut, what's the first thing you ask them back? What? What do you ask? Someone comes to you and says, oh my gosh, my chulin, this, the spoon, what's the first thing you ask?
Temperature.
Great. Follow them, he goes to them. First question, classic, Shimush Chachamim over here. Huh? First thing he asks them, he says, was the kitchen being cooked or was it cold over here? We're dealing with Voteach. It was Voteach. Oh, there's a problem now. Hot meal, you know, a hot cooked Shmona Shrotzim in the kitchen. Omalahem, he says, wait a second, I have an idea. Lachuva Tilaleim Mayim Shel Tzonim. Bring me a cup of cold water. He brought a kosh shel tzonin, cold cup over here, and poured it on the lizard, v'risha, and it moved. Started squirming a little bit. Oh, Ketarav Eben Gemaliel, kol ha-suda kulo. The whole kitchen, the whole suda was saved because of Eben Gemaliel. Now this next Gemara, I tried looking all over, finding Perushim. I only found one in the Ben Ish Chai, and it was so esoteric, I had no idea what it's talking about the Malachim Lamala, and the, having the Ashpan, the Malachim Lamata. So we'll just read the Gemara very pashtut as it's written, but know that there's deep secrets on it. Nimtza, we find from this case, Melech Toloi B'Malka. The Melech relies on the Queen. The Nimtza Malka, and we find the Queen Toloi B'Rebben Gemaliel. And their Talai, the queen, which is dealing with some kind of Kabbalistic aspect of the Malka, is Talai of Eben Gemaliel on the Chachamim. Nintze, we find, Kol HaSuda Talai of Eben Gemaliel. All the Suda, which the Ben Ish Chai is saying, all, Olam HaZeh, the Kashmis, the materialism of this world, is Talai of Eben Gemaliel. Talai of Eben Gemaliel. I'll tell you one little issue I had on this Gemara that I spent time on yesterday researching for the history bus over here. Rebbe Gemaliel was right after the Chorban Beit Sheni, right? A few years after Rebbe Yochanan ben Yochai, we're going to be learning the story of Tisha B'Av again. He was the one who went out and he said, save me, you know, the sages, the heritage of Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. He came Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, thank you. And so like about two somewhat years after the Chorban. Now, I want to know, who was the Melech and Malka that were asking Shiloh to the Gadol Hador in this Gemara? Who was it? That's fine. I never heard of it. A fruit, you know, Melech says go ask the Malka. The Malka says go ask Rebbe Gamaliel. That's really fun. So I'll support another question. Who can tell me this? Who was the Melech during the Chorban Habayis? You know that? There was a Melech in Chalai Yisrael.
In the
second Habayis. Right. Push the thing over there. What, George? Oh. I really didn't know what it was. So I looked up over here, Reverend Victor Miller, Yehuda had a safe over there. It's okay, it was very good. Whoa, what a political intrigue going on. His name was Agrippus II, And the Seder Hadorah says he has another name. This was the famous Munbaz HaMelech. Munbaz. Munbaz the Melech was at the time, his mother was Hilani Hamalka, and he was kind of firm. He was a weak king over there, obviously his queen, you know, asked the queen over here, he was a pushover. And the queen was, this was the thing over there, and the Seder Doros says, yes, he has Shilas to the Rabbanim. The Romans just knocked him out and stuff like that, but that was the Melech. Munbaz was the Melech at this time. Rashi. Yeah?
Tumen Tahara has nothing to do with Hatam Kol.
Oh, so let's see Rashi. Rashi says not like that. Rashi. Halata. Echad Meshmona Shuvatim. Hamatmeyim b'magan. In their magan. Ubikish the Tame Shahir Suvayim Shemeta. They wanted, they thought it was dead. Beira Tabachim Voteach Watsonin. Koloma Nimtse B'votkim Watsonin. Because you're right. When Rabbi Gamaliel was asking, sorry we're going into mixing Issa the Hefter and Tumen Tahara, was it hot or cold? He was trying to figure out if the lizard was dead or not. So really, in terms of considering the kitchen, as Moshe says, it wasn't toloi on being hot or cold, it was being toloi if the thing was dead or not. So he's asking, Zvodkim or not, was in Hilchot Kashrut, we asked that, but also over here he's trying to figure out whether the lizard was squirmy or not, was alive or not. And he took the cold, and he put it, I guess lizards with heat, when it's very hot in a kitchen, I guess lizards become very non-moving. They look like they're dead. Put a little cold water on, they move. Okay. Right in the Gemara. Shachrach ma... The case was he forgot what the Rav said. So what does he do? He stipulates. He does two. A Tle and a Gidi. And he stipulates. If the Rav wanted one, the other one's mine. Shali. What do you mean? He could say one of them is his? This is an Eved over here. Masha Kana Eved Kana Ravo. How can he stipulate over here? If the Rav wants, you know, back and forth, this whole thing over here, it doesn't make any sense. Anything that he gets is going to be the Rav's. And therefore, once it's the Rav, they're both the Rav, we have the same problem. There's two Korban Pesachs checked for the Rav. How does this help? Oh, my Abaya. Holach Eitzel Voa Radiel Vavo Eitzlo Denichalei B'tikanta. The slave goes by the shepherd that the Rav, the master, is accustomed to go by. And this shepherd wants to help out the situation. Has to be a double thing over here. Shom, and what does he do? To Ravya. The shepherd now, for the good of the Rav, gives him two. He says to him, one of them is going to be yours, and the Rav cannot have any reshus in it. And that's how he does it. Therefore, even though whatever is called an Eved, it goes to the master, over here they stipulated that I'm giving it to you and the master shouldn't have it. And now they can do this tonight over here. We just have one other problem. He's a slave. We already had a brisa yesterday that slaves aren't counted on their own Korban Pesach. So over here, why aren't they up down to the Korban Pesach? When the Rav, the master, checks, and the Eved checks, it always goes after the Rav. But over here, since it's for the Tekanta of the Rav, the Vashash mentions, since it's all the Tekanta of the Rav, over here it's certainly Nichalei to the Rav that the Eved should be under his own Korban Pesach. Therefore, it's not a problem. But Tekanta Devavya, She'elo Tekanachar, there is no other way. Tahalo Matzilei Memegadi Shaliya Teleh Shlamim. We're going to see, we're going to have, in a little bit, we're going to have a different Eitzah. The Gedi would be mine, and the Teleh Shlamim. You know, make that kind of stipulation with the Rav. One would be, that doesn't work. Din Teleh Omer Li Rav, Rebbe, Teleh Shaliya, Gedi Shlamim, Kedim Uforsh Lekam. We're going to explain that in a little while, so we'll wait for that. Next piece. Shechak Rabu Masha Amula. Again, what happened? The Rav forgot what he said. The servant went and he checked it, a Tle and a Gedi. We don't know which one is the Rav's, is the master's. Therefore, he can't eat either of them because one of them might not be his Korban Pesach, one of them might be. And therefore, they both go to Sreifa, but he's Putter from Pesach Sheni. Because even though he doesn't know, but Hashem knew which one was his, and that it was a proper shechita, and it was a proper sprinkling. So Omer Baya qualifies this. Lo Shana, we didn't learn that he's Yotz, that he doesn't have to bring up a Pesach Sheni, he's Pats from Pesach Sheni. Ela Shachach Achaz Zricha. It was only after the sprinkling of the blood. The Be'idna, it has to be, he only forgot then. But he knew about it, he remembered it all along, he only forgot about it the last minute. The Be'idna de Izrik, that at the moment that they sprinkled the blood, Dam, Havichazi Lechila, it was completely fine for him to eat, and he knew about it. Aval Shachach Lifnei Zrika, but if he forgot before they even brought up, he told the Eved, go bring me a Gdi, and like 15 minutes later he got preoccupied, he totally forgot what he said, and the Eved went now and had the Gdi and the Tlesh Shechted. Techi Izrik Dam, since at the time of the Zrika the Dam, he didn't know which one was his, he can't eat in them already. And he's totally disqualified from it. In that case, according to Paya, there's a qualification. Again, when did he forget? Only if he forgot after, and he knew about it at the time, is he going to be potter from a Pesach Sheni, because it was Royal Achila, even though he can't eat it. But since everything was done under his name and under his tzron, but so on, that's when he's punter. But if he forgot about it afterwards, sorry, if he forgot about it before the Zrika, he had no idea which one is his, he wasn't counted, and therefore he's not Yotzi. The Ika de Matni Lav Raita, and there are those that learned this idea from Abaya, that there's a difference when he forgot before the Zrika, or after the Zrika, on a different dinner, a totally different dinner than a Vraita. Nothing to do with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about where the Eved brought up two different animals. There's another case. Here's the case. Very interesting case. Chamishishnit arvo oro pischeim zevizeh. There were five people that had a Korban Pesach, and after it was all brought up, the skins were mixed together. Okay? V'nitza yibolet b'yachad mehem. Oh. One of them was now found to have a yibolet. A yibolet is a mum on an animal, and therefore one of the five is possible. Right? This is going to be a very interesting case. It's going to take us into tomorrow. One of them was found to be possible. So kulam yotzim lebeta shrei. For we don't know which one of the five. All of them have to be burnt. You can't eat any of them because one of them is disqualified. But uputorim milasot pesach sheni. But all five of them are parts of him Pesach Sheni. Someone's going to ask, of course, wait a second, one of them was not good, four of them was good. Why should all five of them not have to do the Korban Pesach? But they're parts of the Korban Pesach. On that, Omer Abaya, Lo Shano Ela Shidnavu Liacha Zrika. We're dealing with, we only learned this din, that they're parts of the Pesach Sheni, if only it was mixed up and the suffix happened after the Zrika. And four of them were totally good Zrika Roy Lechila. The Be'inid is Zrik Dam Mia Avichaz Lechila. That four out of the five were fitting to eat. Aval Nidarbolif Ne Zrika. If the skins got mixed up and the Zrika got a little delayed, I would just imagine in the base of Mikdash, there was a lot of blood being thrown on his back, and there was Pasha the Tor that they had to wait on. There was a line over there. If the skins got mixed up before the Zrika, Chayvim was so Pesach Sheni. The Chayv to Pesach Sheni. On that man de matni amet mitin, the one who learns a bayis din that there's a difference between before and after on the Mishnah, kol shechena brayta. In the Mishnah, where the pesul isn't in the etzem korban, it's just because he forgot and they were both good. The one who learns a bayis din that in one case, if in the Mishnah where they were both basically good korbans and one of them. And he's not going to, if it was done before, if something came before the Zrika, he's not going to be Yotzi's Pesach Sheni. Kol Shechena Brayta, where for sure there's a Pesul, and one of them was possible before the Zrika. But Man de Matni a Brayta, the one who learned to buy his din on Brayta, where one of them for sure was a Pesul, Aval HaMitnin, lo. But in the Mishnah, it's not so precious that he'd be learning the chiluk of Abaya. Keva de kasher ninu. That since they were both kosher, te'i itka havichaz l'chila. If the Rav all of a sudden remembers, it will be fitting to eat. Kamesh ma'ikalia. Because before Sheva was kosher, they knew which one was his. All he has to do is remember. Vashi. Lo shana, this is a bias, where he's qualifying the din of why he's potter from the Pesach Sheni. Lo shana the niftabu be Pesach Sheni, Eile shachak babo achas rikad shnei adamim. Only if he forgot after the sprinkling of the blood. Ma'omelo, if he forgot what he told him. Aval b'shaz zrika, adayin hu zochar. But if at the time of the zrika, he knew, hayu efshel livor, it's possible to livor, ezeh shel vav, the ezeh shel evid, dechi is darik dam, l'shem achila is darik. That's fine. Tahayi adi minoy diyadeh. There for sure. That's the whole case. Chayvim, dechi is darik lo le'achila, a boss is dark, the high lawyer dominated. They explained that Yibbalah is a moon, the apostle, the Echad Mehem, there's in one of them, the Echad Ha'orod, the Ein Yodua Me'ez, the Pesach Haya or Zeh, the Otor Pesach Pasolo, one of them is Pasol, or Petorim the Pesach Sheni, or the common Parak Hayet Echad the Lonathim. Clearly one of them was not Yotzi, because he brought up a moon, so why should all of them be Pasol from a Korban, a Pesach Sheni? Ome Abaya Lo Shana de Petorim, Haychad Chazi, Arba, Hakshen lechila, since four of them are kosher lechila, hilchacha arba yatsu. Four of them were yotzi. The chamishi potter mishum de lo yada minoy delaite. The lo efshar li tori chulim biyotzori kedumah. We're going to explain in a minute. Chayvim kulam she'ein kan kosher shalom nizrach adam liachilat basar. When they're chayv in the korban pesach, that's if it got mixed up beforehand, because none of them was worthy to be eaten. Man de matne. Lahal lo shanu di abaya amatnit, and the one who learned it on the Mishnah in the case where they brought up two, shalpa pishishneim ksherim, they were both kosher. Elashein menoyin nikarim. If the problem is we don't, it's not recognized which one he was counted under. Kamar tim haya sulfik bishat shrika. If the sulfik was bishat shrika, it'd be chayv pesach sheni. That's kol shachen upraita. The sulfik posel mum yesh pekulam. There's a sulfik posel mum in all of them. So for sure, if he's going to disqualify, if Abaya is going to be disqualified, it's beforehand in the Mishnah where they were both basically kosher. We just have a technicality. We don't know which one is his. Kosher, again, he's going to learn the Brisa where there's a suffix, Pasul Mum, Yesh Pekulam, Falo Nirat Zvikat Shalem. It's Nirat Zvikat Shalem. Kai Shemaya Galia, Eiz Abayil and Shel Kol Echad. It's revealed before Shemayim which one is the owner of each one. Ve'adam nitan lezrika, and the blood was given in the zrika. Shariyin kan pasul korban. There's no pasul in the korban. Alpha bishias of the yakol. It's just the technicality that we didn't know what she was under. Okay, back to the case of the five orot. Let's see what happened again. There was five people. One of them, they found out later that there was a pasul. There was a mum in the korban pesach, and it disqualified the korban pesach. The problem is we don't know which one of the five it was. So the Gemara says, if it was all mixed up after, meaning four of the five was completely good, right? Four of the five was good. We have the problem now. What about this fifth one? We say all of them are Yotzi de Pesach, not the Achila, but the bringing up of the Korban, and they don't have to bring up a Korban Sheni. So this is a very big problem. One of them was Pasul. One out of the five was completely puzzled. How could you puzzle them all from a Korban Pesach? And that's the question of the Gemara. Omer Mar, Upatorim Lasot Pesach Sheni. They're all puzzled from Pesach Sheni. Va'aika Chad Lo Nafik. One of them had a mum on it, and it wasn't Yotzi. So what do you do? How could all of them do it? And the Gemara answers, Mishum Delo Efshar. There's no alternative over here. The Gemara is going to go back and forth about five possibilities, and how each one of them, there's no alternative except to be Yotzi all of them. Hey, Chiliyavi, what should you do? Leiti kol chad v'chad Pesach, if each one of them of the five should bring up a Korban Shein and a Korban on Pesach Sheni, kai maiti chulin liyazor le'arva. Four of them, you're going to bring up a chulin, four of them are not kosher, they're not a Korban. There's four were already Yotzi. So if all five of them do a new Pesach, four of them we're going to know is not going to be a Korban Pesach, only one of them is. And therefore, you might take Chulin Liazar. Four of them were already taken care of. So you can't do that. You can't expect each one of them to bring up. So like the Kulahu Chad Pesach, so let all of them come together and bring one Pesach. Nimtza Pesach Nechal Shalom Minoy. That means four of them were really already under, they're not allowed, they're not part of the Pesach, and they are counted on it, and if all of them eat, four out of the five aren't part of really the counting to be underneath this Korban Pesach, and therefore four of them are going to eat Shalom Minoy.
From Pesach Sheni?
Yes. Can't eat it.
And
the Pesach Sheni, you can't eat it. So you all five of them get together, they buy one Korban. So get one Korban. And now they're all going to eat it. The problem is four of them were not part of this Korban. So how could they eat from it? Hi, Mai, what should we do? Let's catch up on Rashi. Hi, because you know me, a Mark with Dormil, it's a Pesach Sheni, a Brighter, here's on the Brighter. Kai, Mai, the Kulim, the Yazar, Ha, Arbi, Shi, Kavar, Yatsu, Shalom, Noi, Sheilu, Kavar, Yatsu, Ein, Minyan, and Kulim. So what should we do? Hi, Mai, what should we do? Naitei kol. Maybe naitei kol chad minayu. Each one of them brings up a korban, a peace call. V'nikne. They all make a condition. V'nema edid balamum. If mine was the balamum on the first Pesach, haidi ati haistini a Pesach. The one they're bringing up should be a Pesach. V'edid tam. And if mine was the good one in the first korban, Hayti hashtin is shlamim. Let it be a shlamim. Beautiful. You took care of the problem of chulin. Shenishkutu b'zara. No, lo efshar. We have a slight problem over here. There's a shlamim. Who has to eat portions of the shlamim? A kohen. Mishum the ikir chazer v'shuk the kohanim hu diachli lei. Because of the chazer and the shuk, Rashi the shlamim should tzarik liyinite le kohen. You have to bring to the kohen. V'yishal le take. Maybe on one hand it is the Pesach and they're all giving him a chazavish shuk to the Kohen, and maybe one of them is part of the Pesach and the Kohen wasn't counted underneath it. Four out of the five, it takes care of the problem. They're shlumming, but one of them is the Pesach, and if you give him the matanot of the Kohen, he's not part of the Korban. It might be a Korban Pesach. It's a problem. We're going to continue with this tomorrow.